New York taxpayers foot bill for $5 million resettlement of Afghans across state. By John Binder on December 13, 2021. Taxpayers across New York will pay at least $5 million to resettle within the state nearly 2,000 Afghans brought to the United States by President Joe Biden as part of his massive Afghan resettlement operation. Last week, Governor Kathy Hochul, D., announced an additional $2 million expense to resettle Afghans across New York. The total amount to resettle Afghans, which will fall entirely on New York residents, now comes to about $5 million. With Afghan evacuees fleeing widespread instability in their own country, New York State is proud to take a leading role in the massive resettlement effort. And with this historic, first-of-its-kind investment, we will connect people with the support they need to flourish in their new home, Hochul said in a statement. A number of refugee contractors, those whom the federal government showers with American taxpayer money to resettle thousands of refugees every year in the U.S., praised the investment. Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is encouraged by Governor Hochul's leadership and support to Afghans in need of assistance during this humanitarian crisis, a spokesperson for Catholic Charities said in a statement. Weeks ago, 19 Senate Republicans and Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, voted to give the Biden administration more than $7 billion to facilitate the resettlement of at least 70,000 Afghans that will be spread across 46 states. To date, the Biden administration has been given by Congress about $13 billion in American taxpayer money to resettle Afghans across the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.